And day-to-day would now like to mark the arrival of three new Californians. All three belong to a subgenre whose members are known to possess a delicate constitution. They are literary magazines. Our critic David Kippen has this birth announcement.
Reviewing new literary magazines is like spanking mayflies. Most of them are small, defenseless, and not long for this world. Where's the percentage in it? But also like mayflies, literary magazines play an ever more indispensable role in the publishing food chain. And recently, especially in the West, they're starting to swarm. The sleekest of the new lit mags is called Swink, and once you get past all the snazzy packaging, it's a pretty sturdy little journal. It's got good pieces from people you may have heard of, like Neil Pollack and Jeff Dyer, and great stuff from folks you won't know from Adam, like Andrew Foster Altschul and Misty Harper. Best of all are the gimmicks. One's a feature called Damaged Darlings, in which a writer hands over a story he's given up on to another writer to finish it for him. Another is editor Lilila Strogoff's habit of reproducing emails from contributors and would-be contributors within the body of the finished magazine. One is from a poet complimenting her on previous issues, which would have been fine had there been any previous issues. Oh well. Now the semi-annual Swink has a previous issue, and insincere compliments will be much harder to distinguish from the genuine, well-earned kind. Unlike Swink, which depends on the generosity of subscribers and donors and relatives, the semi-annual Black Clock is a project of the California Institute for the Arts, based near Los Angeles. Jonathan Latham, Rick Moody, and David Foster Wallace, the whole math club of modern American literature, they all turn up here. So does Rebecca Goldstein, who kicks in a beguiling new introduction to her novel, The Dark Sister. Black Clock also contains what may be the single greatest author interview I've ever read. It's a fresh, unpredictable sit-down between the unclassifiable author of the novel Dahlgren, Samuel R. Delaney, and Black Clock editor Steve Erickson. Despite this journal's annoying, if mercifully unobtrusive, design, which alternates between abstract squiggles and pictures of clouds taken through airplane windows, Black Clock has class to burn. About the third new West Coast literary magazine, the Los Angeles Review, the less said the better. Not because it isn't great, which it is, but because I have a review in it. But even if I weren't in it, maybe especially if I weren't, the Los Angeles Review would already be longer than the other two, the highs higher, the lows lower, the writers newer, more multifarious, and the whole venture long, long overdue. The Los Angeles Review is the sound of a young city's voice breaking. It's supposed to come out annually, which really means the same thing semi-annually and biannually mean. As long and as often as we have the good sense to keep buying them.
David Kippen reviews books for the San Francisco Chronicle.